This is also when Nofumi realizes that Malty is
his daughter,
the princess.
Yeah,
they set it up from the beginning.
I don't even know if we knew that up until this point.
No,
we didn't find out till today.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Every time I watch the opening, I'm always like, I should take notes because you see her sitting on his throne with him in the opening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like, what does she have to do with him? Is she really in love with him? But yeah, I find out this episode it's daughter. His daughter.
Thank you for joining us as we rewatch one episode of The Rising of the Shield Hero each week until Season 2 premieres this coming October. This is Episode 4, Lullaby at Dawn. Hello, anime fans, and welcome to That Anime Podcast for casual anime fanatics, where we talk all things anime in a fun and uncensored fashion for your listening pleasure. I'm your host, Jordo, and here with me, as always, are my co-hosts and kin, my baby brother, Brennan, and our eldest brother, Colton. We're talking Shield Hero, Episode 4, Lullaby at Dawn. This episode hit. Brennan, what were your thoughts?
Shit, it might have been the best one so far.
Hell yeah, it was.
I haven't decided yet, but yeah, I mean, and it's just most in recent memory, just because we got some shit. It did what I was talking about last week, where it's like she has to say that she, you know, believes in him no matter what. Which I was saying last week, I didn't want to see that episode.
Oh.
But they did it in a good way. They made it come to fruition in a good way.
Wait, what are you talking about? You knew what was coming?
Last week I was saying like I don't want to see the because you were like. He wouldn't tell her what he's done, and I was like, I think you should just tell her and be like, look, you're going to hear these things.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not true, and I thought he should have told her then, because I didn't want to see the episode where she accepts the things. And so it's kind of that episode, but I think it was more a show about him accepting her in a way.
I don't think that she even knows. Did she hear the accusations in this episode?
So she straight up told him. They told her.
Yeah,
and she told him when he was laying on the ground.
I thought she just said, I don't believe anything that they said.
She doesn't because she's seen how he's treated her.
Yeah.
So she's just going to use
heard what they've
her
said,
primary resource herself, how she's been treated, and knows that he wouldn't do that.
Good old Raftalia. Well, let me read the synopsis of this episode, and then we'll dive in. Actually, let's not read the synopsis. Let's just dive in.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah.
So it starts off, it's right after the second wave. And the King Melramark, the Kingdom of Melramark,
right
is
now.
Celebrating.
A little cocktail party.
They're having a little party. It's at the Royal Castle. All the heroes are there and their companions.
Little legs and eggs.
Just kidding. I don't know much about that. So Naofumi's not really partaking in any of festivities. He's sitting on the window.
He's going through his stats, basically, looking through his menus.
Yeah. He's got a shit ton of stats
now,
too.
He found out he can transport people.
Yeah,
I didn't know if he could or if he was saying that like with the
once he brings
with the wave.
Him? Yeah,
if they automatically.
I think if they're part of his party.
Yeah,
but he can transport anywhere he's been before, like fast travel. Is that part of his game?
I think he was just saying he can transport people with him.
Yeah,
to
once he goes to the wave.
Well, he said that would have been useful back then, and I thought he was referring to the cave maybe. But it's like he can't just transport wherever he wants at any given time. As far as
okay, so here it says he learns of teleporting feature for registered members to the wave. Which he considers could be useful for the next wave. So Raftalia comes up to him, and she's like, you gotta try the food. She basically forces him to eat it.
Yeah.
She's a good friend. Motoyasu sees Raftalia, and he's like, oh shit, let me hit her up. And so he starts going over to her, and this is whenever her name is Mine?
Yeah, I think so.
Malty, I just call
Malty.
Malty
Mine.
Yeah.
Why do they call it Malty?
That's her name. They've said multi before.
I thought
they don't say, they haven't said her name at all yet.
Yeah, I think he calls her mine.
I think he calls her
mine. Her first name is Multi Mine, I think.
The lying girl.
The daughter of the king, the princess.
So she whispers into Moto Yasu's ear.
You can go call her by her future name if you want. We haven't said it yet, though.
So she whispers into Moto Yasu's ear, and we don't hear what she says. But he's like, they give us a shot of him doing the classic anime, like wide eye. Like he's just been told something really, really important. And so then he goes up to Naofumi and challenges him to a duel.
He throws the glove down.
Throws
not
the glove
the,
down.
Not the theoretical glove, the actual glove. It's probably just tradition there.
It's tradition, like it's a challenge. When you throw your glove at someone back in the old days.
Challenge him to a duel.
So Moto Yasu's from like a world.
No, I think he just did it for there because I'm pretty sure he's from. They're all from the same time, but different universe, basically.
Yeah,
so
you know, back in
modern.
The olden days when someone wanted to duel, back in Mozart days, they'd throw the gloves at him and say, "All right, put your fists up."
Yeah, it's the cuffs. He threw down the gauntlet.
So they agree to a fight.
Well, they didn't agree to it. Well, first
he said no.
He accused her of having a slave, and he just went, "Yeah, I have a fucking
slave." Yeah, what's
the
problem with that?
Yeah,
it's legal in this
it's
country.
It's legal in this world. And
they basically forced him to do it.
Yeah, Hiro shouldn't do that. And then he was like, "If I win, you have to free her." And then he was like, "You're stupid." And then he's like, "Well, what if I win?" He's like, "That won't happen, but everything will stay the same."
Yeah, I know.
And I was like, "Fucking bitch."
Fucking yeah, bitch. If he wins, nothing changes.
And then the king basically took her by force and said, "If you don't fight."
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're fighting, basically.
They've said Multi, because in my synopsis it says Princess Multi.
Maybe.
That's what I thought.
He gets forced into a duel, and then he's ready to win whenever they take.
Yeah, and Raptalia is trying to tell him, like, "No, I'm not brainwashed. I'm with him because
choice.
Of my choice." And the king's like, "Poor girl's been brainwashed because she's a slave."
Yeah, it's freaking... I hate the king.
They just really want to get under your skin with everybody, and they do a great job of that.
Yeah.
Like, you really are just like, man, this poor guy can't catch a break. So,
that's what you think. But then by the end, I was like, started seeing characters in different lights, too.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
One person in particular. Well,
two people.
Two.
You see two.
You finally do. So, Naofumi finally agrees to this fight. And let's get into this fight now. So, they're in an arena. It's like Coliseum style.
Yeah.
Everybody's cheering around them. They even start in a room where they get to pick their weapon. Naofumi tries to touch a sword, and it shocks him, and he's like, "Yep, still can't do that." And he's just got to go out there with a sword, or with a shield.
Yeah. I had a feeling he'd do good. I mean, he just basically came out and showed his resourcefulness because he's had to survive in different ways.
Yeah.
He didn't have a party. He didn't have any fighting skills. So I knew that was going to be his advantage. I didn't know if he was going to win. I knew he'd put up a good fight. And basically, the spear guy, and I'm sure the arrow and the sword too, just their experience, we haven't seen it, but I'm guessing they've just blown through people based off pure power. No thoughts about it. Like, "I'll kill this thing. Now I got a new ability. I'll use it to kill this thing."
Yeah, because Naofumi basically showed that the best offense is a good defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, this episode showed us that. And I think it showed the other heroes that, like, shit, the shield's not a joke. Like,
Well, we were watching it. And I'm skipping
basically
around.
Basically trapped him in the shield prison with the, the balloons.
With the balloons,
Just because I haven't seen it. As soon as she fucking hit him in the back with her little wind magic thing,
I
was like,
freaking...
I told Darby, we were watching in bed, and I was like, the other two heroes aren't fucking idiots. Like, they're going to have known that.
Yeah.
And then I'm glad they did come out and they
said
something
right
away.
Made all the royals.
You know who's a dumbass is Moto Yasu for not knowing. Like, he was about to beat you, and then he just gets blasted.
I thought he was
out of nowhere. Like, he just fell to the ground.
Like, dude, you were the oldest one there, and you're clearly the stupidest.
That's what I'm saying. And he was like a sore loser.
These high school kids even knew what was happening.
Yeah, and that also showed. So they have a king. And there's also some religion in power if they have a pope.
The pope's
there.
I don't know if that's going to play a role. Who's got the better say? I'm guessing the pope.
Yeah,
because the king's corrupt as a motherfucker.
If he's making an appearance.
The church and the crown are the twin pillars that hold up the world, as we've learned from Game of Thrones.
If the church brings in, it always means something bad. Usually in anime, as it shows. Seems like.
So yeah, we get the shield prison, we get the airstrike shield.
Yeah, he uses it vertically. He even got like a new not movie straight up and down, the horizontally.
Twin
dogs.
Yeah.
The twin dog attack shield.
Yeah,
that
that's
one.
True.
And Naofumi he lands a pretty good punch on him too with the shield and like knocks the air out of
him. Gutbuster.
It also showed because he got speared by him once and then he was like hurt, but then it showed him through Moriyasu's. That it barely did any damage, and he was a little bit like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah, like, I was watching that too, and like, his health gauge didn't decrease at all.
So that was pretty cool, like, it looked like it hurt him and it bled, but then, like, it showed his actual parameters, and he was still, you know, barely took any damage.
Yeah.
So I think that's when he realized, like, oh shit, like, well, he even said during the fight, he's like, I guess the shield hero is not as bad as I thought, or something along those lines.
Yeah, because I didn't notice the health gauge when I watched it in sub the first, very first time, but when I watched it today, I noticed
all that.
Yeah,
animation, it's not like it's good for the fighting, it's not like blowing me away, but I think the show's set up good enough to where it just has to not be shit.
Yeah,
and it's gonna, you know what I mean, it doesn't have to be.
I don't think anybody has grounds to talk shit on the animation.
Yeah,
the animation isn't incredible, but it's also not like it's not good. Worth noting that it's not bad, that it's bad.
Yeah, and it helps that they're not doing like overtly crazy moves, you know what I mean, like his spear attack is like pretty basic, they're not moving at the speed of light, so it makes it easier on the eyes to watch.
Yeah,
none of the he's moving so fast we can't see him, none of that shit.
So clearly Naofumi was about to win, and then he gets blasted by Malty or Mine, and he loses after that, and Naofumi's like, hold on, you didn't win this one-on-one battle, you cheater. And
basically said like, to the crowd too, like, I know you guys saw it.
Do you think that the crowd really didn't see it, or do you think that they didn't say anything because of the king?
They're saying, either like brainwashed, or they just didn't want to see it, because they were even saying while he was winning, they're like, what is that treacherous shield hero doing trying to beat the shield hero? Like, they thought he should like throw the fight like Ben Askren.
Yeah.
Be Jake Paul.
He got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the deal is with the people. I think that maybe they're just being told something. And obviously, if they're there, they're probably like not the normal townspeople. They're probably like in cahoots, not cahoots, but like related to the king, I guess.
Yeah.
Or like in his royal party.
I think they're all just idiots.
They're either.
But they're benefiting from him too. So it's kind of like one of those things where, you know,
you don't want to go against the king.
Yeah. Old times, not the best people got the jobs. Like when there was a king, he did the people he liked and his family.
Yeah.
So like they disagree with him. It's not just, they didn't just bring it, let townspeople into the Coliseum to watch it.
Yeah, the
like,
civilians, you had to be at that party. They're all royalty, so they're either following the king's order or they're just scared.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So it's just, it is what it is.
So the king, his name's King Altcray. So he declares Naofumi the loser, and this is also when Naofumi realizes that Malty is
his daughter,
the princess.
Yeah,
they set it up from the beginning.
I don't even know if we knew that up until this point.
No,
we didn't find out till today.
Yeah.
And every time I watch the opening, I'm always like, I should take notes, because you see her sitting on his throne with him in the opening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like, what does she have to do with him? Is she really in love with him? But yeah, I find out this episode it's his daughter. So now
Naofumi thinks like
it's been a setup from the beginning.
Yep.
Now here I'm thinking like maybe Monoyasu's not such a bad guy. Like maybe he's wrapped around her finger. You know what I mean?
Because
now I'm starting to think he wasn't involved in the rape
scandal.
Yeah,
maybe he's just that stupid.
Yeah, like he's just believing the girl, you know, which is fine. She sold it good, and then he didn't know that she, you know, did the magic.
Yeah,
I mean, sometimes I wonder if he's under some sort of spell of hers.
Yeah,
to some degree, or if he just thinks he's that honorable. But that's the only thing. I left the episode like having some understanding for him, which I was just hoping he'd die. You know, up until this point.
So I've got to read this. So right after he is declared the loser, they bring out everybody to take away the crest from Raftalia and make her not a slave, right?
Right. Remove the
and so
the slave crest.
Naofumi views this as like betrayal.
Yeah, this is where I started having
some
questions.
He just started having a mental breakdown because he saw it happening again.
Too. He's realizing that he's been set up from the beginning, from the king, the princess, Moriyasu, And now they're taking away his, even though he would have won this fight, they're taking away his one sword and gives him ability to.
Right. And he's thinking in his mind that, like, she's going to betray me now, too, because she's.
He was like, she's going to leave for sure. And then
Because
like,
he dreamed her, like, walking away from him.
Yeah.
That's when I started thinking that maybe.
He still saw her as that little girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say, too. Like, I guess he never even saw her.
He never realized.
Yeah.
It also said curse unlocked, right? Did it say that?
Yep, yeah. Said curse unlocked.
So I was wondering, like, maybe is that why they treat the shield hero? Because he's supposed to go bad or dark? Because I didn't know they couldn't see the black smog either. So I thought he was about to go, like, real dark here and, like, be a cursed version of himself. But, I mean, she was able to reel him back in, but I can definitely see that playing a role in the next 21 episodes left.
Yeah, and you know that curse power that they showed, it's going to be something that me and Jordan kind of know, but
yeah, let me read this
foreshadowing for what happened.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, now that was just setting the groundwork. They may not show it for a couple episodes, and then at some point he'll need to draw from that power.
So here's a little paragraph I want to read. Naofumi watches on, helpless, as Raphtalia, seeing her in her child form, has her slave crest forcefully removed. Naofumi, under the shield's influence, hallucinates the child Raphtalia, abandoning him like everyone else by walking away with mine. Crying out in despair, Naofumi imagines himself trying to toss the shield away, but is unable to run away from it, as the shield automatically reattaches itself to his arm. Having reached his lowest point, the shield hero declares venomously that he has had enough. This is whenever the curse series begins to activate on Naofumi's shield, and it responds to his rage, unlocking this new, evidently dark series. So he's basically unlocked new powers because he was able to get to this depressed mental state of blind hatred.
I was also thinking, is he like the earth element and then the bow's wind and the sword's fire and the other dude's lightning?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Because he had the leaf was his first upgrade, but then I think the spear dude did some like fire-based spear attack too.
But that blue one, he did a lightning attack too.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was even a thing. It's just thought I had.
I don't know. They haven't really said much.
Yeah. So, yeah, we find out, I guess, that Naofumi never saw her as a woman because maybe he wasn't allowing himself to get attached yet. So he never was looking at her. He was just truly using her.
He was always, he's still.
Well, he didn't trust her. He thought the slave mark was the only thing. See, I thought when they were releasing that slave mark, I thought she was turning back into a kid because she was being treated like shit or something. And then it didn't come to till he asked her, like,
he didn't even
recognize her.
He didn't, I wouldn't say he didn't trust her, but I feel like if he didn't have that slave pact, he'd think that she would turn on him too. Because, like Brennan said, though, it's like he didn't feel like everybody was trustworthy enough to trust him what was happening to him.
Yeah, that's all it's been. He's only been getting stabbed in the back since he got there, setup after setup.
So this is whenever they remove the slave crest, and then even after doing that, Raphtalia declares that she's with him of her own free will, and they seem to think that she's still under some sort of spell.
Yeah, and then she even says that to Moriyasu, and he doesn't believe it. She's like, he's not that kind of guy.
Yeah, the other shield, this is when the other heroes come down.
Yeah, Ren.
Well, they came down right away before when he was still on the ground, and they told that dude he lost.
Yeah, because
he was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because they call out Malty and the King saying, yeah, we saw that attack.
And they're saying, the royals are
Their names are Ren and Itsuki. I think that's their names, is Ren and Itsuki.
So I feel like he gained a little bit of respect with the other heroes. One, just because he beat him.
And because they could see that Raphtalia cares about him. Like, he's clearly not that
kind
of guy.
They clearly said, that's not the kind of relationship a slave.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a master and slave.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was a very redeeming episode for the other heroes.
Yeah.
Because it showed us that, yes, they're not idiots.
It showed that at least, like, if they see something with their own eyes, they're not just going to blatantly.
Yeah.
With the rape accusation, they kind of just had to take the word of everybody else and the girl, which is a tough situation. But now that they've been there, saw someone cheat, saw Raphtalia choose him, like, they're smart enough to retain, like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep, so Raphtalia basically says the exact same stuff that she said to him last episode about how she'll never leave him.
Yeah.
Thank you for feeding me all this stuff, and he finally sees her, and he's like, Raftalia, is that you? Or does he say, who are you?
Yeah, who is this? She goes, it's like, you don't know this, it's always been me.
Yeah, and he's like, how did you grow up so fast? And she explains.
Finally, they figure out. Yeah, they tell you why.
It's because demi-humans, when they level up as children, they become adults in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
That's partly why they're viewed as beasts and become slaves.
Yeah.
Because of how they can age like that. And then she gives him a sandwich that she made from scraps left over from the place. And for the first time, he can taste it.
Yeah,
and he can see that's good.
Yeah, I wonder why that is.
He basically breaks down after that and starts crying.
Well, he was crying like a baby. Whenever,
yeah, even at the
he was
hugging her, even at the Coliseum.
They're they're an item at this point.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
It's that old Stockholm
syndrome. I think
this
just shows that he can finally.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I just think this
shows
it finally shows that Nafumi can finally actually put his full trust into Raftalia.
Yeah.
So. Which turns into love.
And maybe that's why he can taste, because he's finally let his guard down around somebody.
Right.
Yeah, it's a bit of an unanswered question, but I'm not super worried about why he can taste food. Like, good to know. But I feel like it was a good development episode for him. Because he hasn't really developed much since the first episode. He was like the go-lucky. It's only been two episodes, but then he just became like dark, you know, more broody and resourceful. And that's what he's been. It feels like a long time because I can only watch one fucking episode a week. But, you know, I feel like he grew a little bit this week.
Oh, so I found a thing. It says teleport. What we were talking about earlier. It says, after the first wave was repelled back, Nafumi only finds out there was a teleport option he could have used to teleport the villagers to the hourglass. So he can teleport people back to the hourglass.
So he can get people to safety. That's good to know.
It would have helped out big time.
Yeah. But,
yeah, solid episode for sure. I'll still put it up there with the first episode.
Yeah, it's
this one had a better ending, I guess. The first episode, you know, pissed you off a lot, too, at the same time, because it was whenever he
you
got
see
hurt.
Kind of some redemption for now for me, instead of just getting him backhanded and stabbed in the back continuously like the first episode.
Yeah.
And we show, this is the first time we see that put up like pound for pound against another hero, he holds his own.
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty well.
Like he's not to be fucked with.
Did it show what's his name? What's his name?
Ren?
Not Ren, but freaking Motoyasu's level when he was fighting him.
Never showed us that. I kept waiting for it.
Because it showed, Nafumi's, he's a level 21.
I'm guessing they're probably close to the same, because even if they're killing more, they also have more party members, so it's getting distributed.
I know throughout the series, they're always a little bit ahead of him.
Yeah.
But, I
don't think it's
showed.
Like he was level 21 and they're like 35 or probably nothing not like that crazy.
Because they showed Raftalia, what was she, 24? They showed her.
I can't remember.
Took down her curse. I forgot what it was, though. But yeah, definitely need a Raftalia in your life. She makes everything better.
The Tanuki girl.
Yeah.
That's what they call raccoons.
I was thinking of Mario Kart, Mario Tanuki.
Yeah, Tanuki Mario. It's a raccoon.
I know. I knew it was a raccoon.
Mario!
From Mario Tanuki.
This was a good episode. This is... A lot of people hate on this show.
Who's hating on it?
People hate on this show. Like, I was reading reviews, and it gets a lot of hate for two reasons. One, people just think that the story is stupid. And I would love to hear an argument to what's stupid about the show.
Yeah.
Sure, you say that. Some people are just, that's their living, making, you know, synopsis or this, and they may be able to convince
people live off the comments, man.
We could probably get on YouTube and type in why does Shield Hero suck, and there's probably like a pretty good essay that someone posted that's got a couple million views, and people listen to that, and they're like, that's what I think, too.
Yeah.
You know? And that's fine, you know, not everybody's going to like everything.
This is
shit. It's not high Q. I mean, it's not universally loved.
So one of the reasons why, so when this show came out in 2018, it might have been 19.
I think it's
19.
Early 19, yeah.
So it came out right around the time of the Me Too movement here in the States. And because of that, the terrible timing, this show got a ton of backlash because of the false rape accusation. and the whole show being based around that, when they're trying to get women to come out and speak up about their
rape, it was terrible timing.
I mean, clearly this show wasn't supposed to have anything to do with that, but yeah, the timing did not work out for the show.
Yeah,
to be released as an anime adaptation right in the middle of the Me Too movement.
Yeah, and I just wonder how, you know, what, how included in they were that in Japan, like the publishers or the company that did it, if that was even thought of, or, you know what I mean?
Well, the,
because they probably picked up the rights long before and were like, all right, we got to release it on this network.
Well, it's based on a light novel that was written in 2013.
Yeah.
So
tough to say, but yeah, I understand, you know, it is, it's a sensitive subject. It really is. So
yeah, it is. It's not something to take lightly. Like, if I if I was in this world and had somebody in my party and they claimed to have been raped or sexually assaulted in any way by a man, I am absolutely going to believe them. Absolutely.
That's the thing. She was very rare.
It's very rare for somebody to falsely claim sexual assault.
What's happening with a Texans quarterback right now?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson. Like,
yeah. It's not uncommon for celebrities to be involved in stuff like that.
He's got like 22 counts of sexual harassment from massages.
Yeah, masseuses.
22 accounts?
Yeah.
Some of them have, yeah.
Yeah, something crazy like that.
Dang.
I haven't kept up on it, but.
Yeah, I'm not really. I didn't even know what it was for the longest time until I finally watched the video.
I've heard some of them have like taken it back now, but if 22 people come up and say like, hey, he's been.
Yeah,
it's got to be kind of true, you know?
Basically, he was using massages as a way to like get his foot in the door, kind of. Is the situation, I guess.
Mm. Yeah.
Not to even get into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, because we're not. It's, yeah.
We ain't that kind of podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get back to Shield Hero. Motoyasu Brennan. What do you think is going through his head when he sees Raftalia saying all these things, confirming Nofumi and the other heroes telling him, like, dude,
I think
he's not
gonna,
that kind of guy.
I think with him going forward, we're going to see a lot less confident character. Because he's probably got some self-doubt because of that and how he pictured himself above Naofumi, and then hearing that he lost the fight and then that she stepped in and she's saying she didn't do it, he may start not trusting her as much either. Could be a going forward storyline, or he'll just believe her, but I don't think so unless she's got some spell on him. But yeah. I just feel like he's going to be a little bit different. Because one, he lost, and two, yeah, he saw that. So everything he thought about himself kind of got destroyed in a sense.
Yeah.
What didn't the other two heroes say something about, like, how I can't believe the whole audience would turn a blind eye to cheating like this?
Yeah.
Just because they said something along those lines where they were like, I can't believe everybody here would completely just not.
Well, they said how shameful of, like, the royal family to set something up like that. And the king was like,
yeah.
So
now it kind of feels like they're on Naofumi's side and starting to see, like, maybe this guy has been.
I don't think they're on his side just yet, but I think they're just, like.
But they're seeing, like, hey, like, yeah.
So far, they've, like I said, they've shown to be, like, competent. I think they're suspicious of the king now. Like,
they saw the princess's daughter straight up lie. The king straight up lie. All the people stay silent. They've seen Raftalia, who was a slave, show true love for her master, which isn't even a master relationship. They've acknowledged him as a warrior because he clearly beat Motoyasu.
Yeah.
I think that they're a little bit shell-shocked at everything that they've witnessed.
Yeah. But you know, they both think they could still tap that ass.
Mine?
No, Naofumi. Naofumi. Like,
you think that they could beat him?
I think they think they could still beat him. Like, now they're going to look down at the spear guy like, dude
you
suck.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah.
I think, I mean, the sword dude definitely, but then I don't really even know if the guy with the bow could beat Naofumi.
I don't think any of them could because he can block everything.
Yeah.
The sword guy, I don't know. I'm biased to the sword.
He's never really clashed with the other two.
Well, I don't want to know if he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, he could maybe beat that. The sword guy, I'm thinking, is probably the best one.
He seems like that. They just based off character design alone.
You think he'd be?
It's
like
either him
one.
Or Naofumi.
Yeah.
Like, just based off character design wise, they made the bow guy look the most.
Well, I think he's fitting for the. I mean, you got to be a pretty boy like Legolas. You know, he set the standard.
He was shooting like four bows at a time, though.
Legolas four arrows.
Legolas, yeah.
I mean, he can probably do that too.
Yeah. I mean, even the wildlings.
But can he slide on a shield?
Two at a time.
Yeah. What's her name? The redhead.
Ygritte.
Yeah, the one who slept with Jon Snow.
Yeah. Ygritte. Should have never left that cave. All right. Whatever. What other thoughts on this episode?
I mean, you just kind of see. Obviously, been reading this thing. I guess she posts and what she thinks about it, but I kind of agree. It shows, like she stated, she loves the way, like, Naofumi the wall he put up was broken down by Rough Talia because he was stubborn to the end, basically.
Who is that? Who's writing that shit?
Let's give her a mention.
Yeah, give her credit if you're gonna.
I'm trying to find the name, I'm scrolling up and down.
Plagiarize the shit out of her.
Her name is by Litakino. She wrote it 2 years ago, back when it first started. It's like her vlog for the anime.
Well, yeah.
But stated, Naofumi, he was stubborn to the end to Rough Time, but finally she got fruit in Naofumi, and it was like, bam, all in your face with all the emotions that he's showing, because he's like basically girl crying in front of her.
Oh, yeah.
But makes you feel like the connection that they finally have as a, with each
mutual.
Other is closer, yeah.
I'm trying to think if I've ever watched a show and found a character more annoying or disliked more than I dislike mine.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of one character.
Jesse and James from Pokemon.
She reminded me of Jesse.
James.
Literally Jesse this last episode. I thought of that.
Prepare for trouble and make it do.
But like, seriously.
Yeah.
Can you think of a single anime character that you disliked more?
A lot like that. I never can think of any, but there's definitely some that I've been like, fucking bastard.
Even people like Hisoka from Hunter x Hunter, like, you kind of like them.
Sakura's pretty annoying a lot of times.
But you don't hate her.
I hate her. And a lot of times in part one, I hate her.
I've always given Sakura benefit of the doubt. Because, like, I've watched a lot of the movies, even though they're not considered
She's
canon.
Fine when she gets older, but she's pretty... And all
she's
of Naruto
younger,
part
she is
one,
kind
she
of
fucking
annoying,
sucks.
She's grown on me.
I don't know. I don't think anybody... I've only been watching anime for a little over a year, so I'm
pretty
new.
I agree with you. Like,
I can't think of one character...
Lately, there's not one I can think
that
of.
I've
we're
disliked
just watching
more.
This. It's in, like, our recent memory. I've definitely seen some people that I've
There's
hated
been some
before.
Few I hate, but yeah. Off the bat, lately, it's definitely her.
Most characters that they make you hate, like, as much as we're supposed to hate mine, the writers will give you a little bit of redeeming qualities. Like, here's one thing about this character.
What about
so you
the
can
girl
understand.
From Silent Voice? The black-haired girl.
She had redeeming qualities.
Yeah, she
At the beginning, she the did. End, she put in yeah. an honest effort to try to be friends with Mitsuha. That's from your name. I can't remember her name.
Shoya or Shoya.
Shoya. No, Shoya's the boy.
Shoya's
both,
the boy.
They both had that.
But they both went by Sho. It doesn't
yeah.
matter.
Yeah, Sho. To say Sho.
That's what I'm saying. Most characters had one redeeming quality where it's like, okay, I can sympathize, but not Malty. We're supposed to clearly
hate her.
She has no remorse for anything she does.
She's an antagonist. She's the main antagonist as of the first episode to now.
But most antagonists have some, you know, I guess we're only four episodes in.
I mean, you don't have to be like a villain, like the main villain to be the antagonist, because the only other antagonist would technically be, I guess, the world, the king, and then the waves, but I think she's the main one right now.
Yeah. What's the next episode called? Shield Hero...
I think it's called Philo.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Brennan, what's your guess at what the next episode's about?
Shit, that... Philo is someone you guys are talking about, so it's that girl that's floating in the opening? I don't know.
Floating in the opening,
it's
okay.
It's like got glasses. It's like
I
a witch.
Know.
No. So this episode kind of concluded things. So wave one's done. They've celebrated. He's broke down his walls. Rough Talia and him are stronger than ever with their bond.
Yeah.
He finally is seeing her as a woman. And really the show could go anywhere at this point.
Well,
like,
I mean,
clearly they
got to
go back and
do
train.
The waves. We know that.
They got to go back and train. But like, there was no cliffhanger to this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. It ended like the end of a season. Like, it didn't play the ending. It played the ending in the background and showed the titles while they were
eating. See, I prefer those kind of episodes where they keep playing the episode.
That's only for special episodes.
Those are my favorite, though, because it gives you more of an episode.
Because you notice whenever the very last episode of Tokyo Ghoul, they played the season one ending with the credits the whole way.
With him walking.
When he was walking up.
Have you finished it yet?
No. Oh, okay. Did you guys notice at the beginning of this episode, episode four, that the music, it's so peaceful.
The OSTs, none of them have hit me yet. I'll try to listen next time.
But they're too subtle. I don't even hear them half the time because I'm listening.
Man, I love the music in this show. I love everything about Shield Hero. I'm so glad we're watching this every week. If you are listening every week and watching Shield Hero, whether you're staying with us and watching one a week or watching them all, please continue listening to it.
Do one
tell
a week
your friends
with your boy.
Yeah, Brendan's watching this for the first time, so he doesn't know shit.
And I'm tempted after every episode to keep going, but I don't.
Yeah, it's tough. Even though I've seen it, I keep like, I gotta
it's
watch
called
it.
Willpower.
Damn it, I can't.
Tell your friends, tell your girlfriends, tell your boyfriends, tell your parents to join.
Tell your kids, tell
the
your
podcast.
Because we tell everybody.
Watch every week with us. Next week, we will be talking about episode 5 of The Shield Hero, titled Philo. And we will also be talking about our reaction and the movie Mugen Train, which we're going to see in theaters tomorrow night.
It's going to be a good one.
Sure.
Nothing other than that for me, guys. It's late. It's already 10 p.m. here.
Get home. Hit the sack.
Probably watch a couple
episodes. Dusty Trail.
What are you going to watch when you get home? Well, Colton's already home. Our studio studio is actually in his man cave. We've adopted his man cave and turned it into our studio. What are you going to watch when we leave, Colton?
I'm probably going to watch... What was I watching before? I was watching something on Crunchyroll, but I can't even remember the name of it. I think I finished it, actually, so I got to start one on my list.
Damn.
It's only 2 episodes out. It's rom-com. It's just came out. Rom-com something, but he's trying to get, a high school girl that he liked back.
Okay.
Because she turned him down initially.
You watching anything? Yeah. You got an early day at work tomorrow, don't you, Brennan?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be able to start anything anytime soon. Like I said, I got some... Yeah. I'm trying to get licensed for some shit right now, so as soon as I can get that off my plate.
Yeah.
I'm going home and I'm going to try and finish up Dorohi Doro.
Yeah. I got to do some bounce houses in the morning, but then...
I'm gonna watch some YouTube and go to bed.
Yeah. All right, everybody.
I might watch some Dragon Ball Legends video real quick. That's my mobile game. Everybody who plays Dragon Ball Legends, hit me up, send a message.
Colton has been trying to get us to play Dragon Ball Legends on our mobile phones for quite some time, and I don't play for one reason. It drains the shit out of your battery.
Anybody that listens plays Storm 4, Dragon Ball FighterZ, that's about it. We're thinking about maybe doing something where we tap y'all's asses in it.
Or some Super Smash Brothers.
If you need an easy win, you can fight me. But then,
I'm the only one with a PS4, so I'm the only one who's actually played. But
if anybody wants to challenge us to a 3v3 Super Smash, we will.
We can do a 3v3 Dragon Ball FighterZ too. I'm gonna get my ass kicked, but.
Nah, we'll practice a little bit before. We'll brush up.
We'll see you on the battlefield. All right, everybody.
Later.
Thanks for listening. I'm Jordo.
Brennan.
Colton.
We are the Evans Bros. Everybody have a great week. Peace out.